layoffs, cut hours, unpaid leave, and unknown job prospects. Since the coronavirus pandemic hit the U.S., over 40 million of Americans have filed unemployment claims. But some benefited from the crisis. Already in mid-March, the largest online retailer, Amazon, announced its plans to hire an additional 100,000 people. A lot of other places are looking for delivery drivers, and grocery stores are in constant need of employees.
We have gone to a mode where we're all shopping online, we're buying online, and I think that's probably going to continue. I don't think people are going to be anxious to get out to the stores anytime soon, and they've learned the convenience of it. So I think e-commerce is really going to continue to grow, and that means more jobs in that industry.
Experts say after the pandemic is over, the demand for medical workers will also rise dramatically, as more and more private companies want to have an in-house doctor, and some are even forming medical departments. Rise in demand is also predicted for cleaning services. The rising volume of online transactions and work from home will lead to the need for more IT and high-tech specialists. According to Paul McDonald, senior executive director of a large management consulting company, Robert Half, such skills as coding, data analysis, as well as knowledge in the sphere of e-commerce and banking will become increasingly sought after.
Technical support that goes along with that in those remote workforce as well. So remote technical support, as I mentioned, data privacy and security, highly valued. Business continuity experts in the tech arena. So that's technology. In the banking world, we've seen the demand for mortgage processors just pick up during this pandemic. Rates are still low, therefore mortgage refinancing is still very active. We've also seen loan processors be very much in demand.
The pandemic-imposed work routine will also affect the post-COVID job market. According to the research by the Gallup Management Consulting Company, about 60% of Americans worked at home during the pandemic, and over half of them would like to do it after the pandemic is over.
New avenues for people who need that type of flexibility. So people with young children, people with disabilities or chronic illness. These type of folks who have been trying to get flexible work space for a long, long time and have kind of run up against a wall and employers resisting that. And now suddenly in the face of a pandemic, we suddenly realize, oh, well, maybe we can do it.
Remote work can be beneficial not only to employees, but also to the employers, say experts. In that case, the job market will soon enter a true globalization phase.
If you have a remote workforce, it creates an opportunity for you to recruit people wherever they may be. You're not bound by geography. You may be based in New York City and you could have workers in Kansas City that are working for you.
The whole idea of corporate culture will go through a lot of change after the pandemic. For millions of people around the world, a few months merged the idea of an office, classroom, and home in one. And for many, it might just stay that way. For Dadi D. Goods in Washington, Anna Rice, VOA News.